So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Wake up with Boomer and Geo, morning 6 to 10 on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start Dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The Jets have the assets to get a quarterback and a coach. Now go do it. 888-808-1019. The Jets spent most of the season trading off young core players and getting assets, getting first-round picks, getting second-round picks. So they now have assets to acquire a quarterback and a coach. And what I vision for the Jets is Mike Tomlin and Joe Burrow. And I think it goes hand in hand. Because if you can get, let's say, Joe Burrow first, who has a no-trade clause, but I think the idea and the prospects of playing in New York City and just a change for Burrow, who seems unhappy with his current situation in Cincinnati, and the opportunity to come to New York, you know he's into the fashion, and you are a QB in the biggest city in the world. And Burrow strikes me as a guy that would be interested in that. If you can acquire Burrow, you can then pick up the phone, call the Steelers and say, what's it going to take for Mike Tomlin? And that combination will get the Jets back to the playoffs. That combination will get the Jets back to where they haven't been in 15 years. You have the picks. You did the work. Now, go get the quarterback. Go get Joe Burrow. Go get Mike Tomlin. Well, Mike Tomlin's going to take time off. He's going to go to TV. Well, convince the Steelers otherwise. Convince Mike Tomlin otherwise. If Joe Burrow is sitting here and you have these draft picks stocked and you have still some young players here that you can hang your hat on and you have Garrett Wilson, let's re-sign Breece Hall and let's start to build the infrastructure and let's recruit Mike Tomlin into believing that the Jets are the team of the future. Because I don't see the other option here. Yeah, all right, well, we'll wait around. Maybe we'll get a quarterback next year. And maybe we'll take a lottery ticket this year. And that's all hope. And that's all selling dreams. You have a reality here. You have a coach that stepped down. Yes, the Steelers own his rights. But if you're Pittsburgh, now, you'll work in tandem with Tomlin on this because he was there for so long and they're not just going to ship him somewhere that he doesn't want to be. But if you're Pittsburgh, I would want to get something out of this. I would want to get draft picks. I'm rebuilding. Like, what's the quarterback situation with the Steelers? Did you see them play last night? Does that look like a team? I mean, that's a Mike Tomlin coach team in the sense that he dragged a roster that's not that good across the finish line to another 10-win season and a playoff appearance. They need help. They need players. So why wouldn't they want the picks? And they have something that teams covet. And that's a head coach that can walk into a franchise, build it up, get them to the playoffs year in and year out. And then Joe Burrow, show me somebody that's walking the face of the earth that walked into Kansas City and beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in a championship game. Show me a guy that won a national championship. Show me a guy that plays even better in the big moments and can go toe-to-toe with the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And when you have that and you have the lure of New York and this market and this media, which I think Joe Burrow would be interested in, and Tomlin, why wouldn't he not be interested in coaching Burrow? Like, that combination, you have the picks. Dream big. Get this done. Because I don't know how you can instill any type of confidence in your fan base that you are going to bring back Aaron Glenn. You are going to try to find a quarterback. Like, they signed Bailey Zappe this week, and I know Bailey Zappe's not the answer. But still, none of the quarterbacks in this room are inspiring, and none of the quarterbacks, unless you could somehow get Malik Willis, which I don't think is going to happen. I see him more as maybe the Steelers quarterback. But even that's an unproven starter in the sense that it's not like he's had this long career where you could bank on him walking in the door and winning a lot of football games. And the Jets, who have been rebuilding for decades, other than a short stint of Aaron Rodgers, the time is now to pounce. The time is now to take the assets that you acquired from trading Sauce, from trading Quinnen and Williams, and go getting a quarterback and go getting a coach. You have two sitting out there right now. Get on the phone, roll your sleeves up, and get this stuff done. Don't just sit on your hands and hope a quarterback in the draft falls to you and then hope that that quarterback is good. Because you know what? And this is what Glenn and Moogie tried to do at the end of the season during their end of the year press conference. They tried to sell Jet fans on hope. Well, you know what? Jet fans have been consuming hope for their entire lives. You can't say Jet fan without long and suffering in front of it. They're tired of hope. They want production. They want a great quarterback here. They want a great head coach here. They want that combination. That's how you win in the NFL. Coach, quarterback. And the Jets, by all accounts, don't have either. But what they do have and what they do possess are picks. Lots of them. Did you get those so you can get a safety? I mean, that helps. Did you do that so you can get a linebacker? Yeah, that helps. But they mean nothing unless you have the right coach, a great one. And they mean nothing unless you have a great quarterback. These are the two things that all teams are searching for. That's why you have what? What are we up to now? 9 head coaching vacancies? And that's why there are, you know, short stints here from these head coaches. Because every team, same thing with quarterbacks. That's why all these quarterbacks go early. You're trying to hit on the head coach. You're trying to hit on the quarterback. The Jets have the assets. Now go be aggressive. Don't let it be a pipe dream. Let it be a reality. Get Tomlin, get Burrow. You have the picks. Pick up the phone. Because option B, to me, is just, it's mid. It's Aaron Glenn, who might turn into something as a head coach. But in his first year, you got to give him an F. He looked overwhelmed. He looked like a guy that didn't know what he was doing. For a defensive-minded coach, his team didn't have one interception, which is the most mind-boggling stat in the history of the NFL. You want to give him another shot? Okay. But odds are it's not going to work out. You know it's going to work out with Tomlin. Same thing with the quarterback. Show me a quarterback that you're getting this year in the draft, next year in the draft, or as far as free agency veteran-wise, that's any better than Joe Burrow, who, when healthy, is a top-five quarterback, who already has accomplished more in his career than most QBs could ever fantasize about. That's what would be on my radar. Burrow, Tomlin. You have the picks. Now go do it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jake in Roslyn. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how are you, Tommy? Hey, a big fan here. I have a couple questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm huge on Mendoza for the Jets.
Not happening.
I know that since the Jets have the second pick, that's not going
to
happen.
Nope. The Raiders have no reason to get out of the number one overall pick because they need a quarterback.
But do you think that if the Jets were willing to give up both their first-round picks for the number one pick, you don't think the Raiders
would do it? You know why? Because it's sort of the devil you know versus the devil you don't. It's what you could see based on, or what you can't see. Like Mendoza and his, and I've been talking about this, Jake, for a while here, especially because Indiana's steamrolling through the college football playoffs and Mendoza's playing at a high level. His stock continues to rise and rise and rise. If you're the Raiders and you see this guy that's won a Heisman, that's putting up these numbers, he profiles to the next level. He has size. He can move. He can run around. Like I said, he's got some speed. He can get the ball down the field. Why would you trade that even for the picks? Because you don't know what those picks are going to turn into. The Raiders, that's why the Raiders sitting there at one was the absolute worst outcome for the Jets. If it was the Giants, it would have been great. If it was the Titans, it would have been great.
Yeah,
the Raiders
the
are not moving
out. The number one pick.
Of course.
Right. So would you, if you're saying no to that, would you give up the pick that they got from the team in the trade for Mike Tomlin and fire Aaron Glenn?
Yes. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying here. I would get Tomlin and Burrow here. The only thing the Jets have right now, the only leg they have to stand on, and I think it's a good leg to stand on, and it gives them an opportunity, at least a chance, to get a quarterback. Now, I'm using Joe Burrow as an example because I think he's the best quarterback that you can get in a trade. The Eagles just fired their offensive coordinator. Does this mean they're sticking with Jalen Hurts? Because I said this the other day. There is no way they were going to run it back in Philly. There is no way they were going to go with Hurts, A.J. Brown, Sirianni, and the offensive coordinator. Now, they've already let go of the OC. Is somebody else next? Is Brown out the door? Is Hurts out the door? Another name I'll throw out, Justin Herbert. I always thought that was a weird fit with Jim Harbaugh. I know Harbaugh picked the Chargers because of Herbert, but Herbert's style doesn't really fit, in my opinion, the offense that Harbaugh wants to run. And I mean, Justin Herbert, okay, January, I get it. He has stunk in the playoffs, absolutely. And that's something, so Peyton Manning, you could put him on that list too, and then he stunk until he couldn't. And a lot of guys can't get it done in the big spot until they do. Give him enough opportunities, greatness usually gets across the finish line. Herbert's got top 10 level arm talent. And I would be, if I was a Jet fan, through the moon. If I was Moogie, I would be calling up the Chargers. I'd be calling up the Eagles. I'd be calling up the Bengals, saying, look at all these things I have. I have two first-round picks this year. I have the second pick overall. I have three first-round picks next year. Two second-round picks this year. That's a lot. You could put together a real serious offer to get not only Tomlin, but a quarterback. And I would do my best to try to convince these guys. Well, at least try. At least tell your audience that you're trying to get better. Because sitting around and hoping that you land and you spin the wheel and you get the next great quarterback out of the draft. Now, if, like the caller brought up, if the Giants were sitting there at one, absolutely. If I'm the Jets, I would say, yeah, let me trade up. I'll get, because then we're helping each other. The Giants get help, the Jets get help, and it makes sense. We as New Yorkers can build up New York football together and release everybody here from the depths of the ocean that we've been living in, which is football misery for over a decade. The Giants screwed that up, and now the Jets are in a situation where they can't get Mendoza. But there are quarterbacks out there that are in situations that I think are rocky. Hurts, Herbert, and Burrow. Burrow's the best of the bunch, but I can make a strong case for the other two as well, including Hurts, who won a Super Bowl and should have won two, and in the one he lost, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes. He outplayed him in that game. He would have won the MVP. He was the best quarterback on the field that day. And I chalk up to what happened this year in Philadelphia to a if you remember a couple years ago, something was off with Philly. Something was rotten. Something just didn't flow right. And there were talks that they were going to make major changes. There were talks that Brown and Hurts get along. Sirianni was on the hot seat. They didn't make any changes as far as those three guys were concerned. They obviously got Saquon, and they won the Super Bowl. And that's not even putting duct tape on it. I mean, that's just a credit to Howie Roseman and that entire infrastructure there. That, I mean, give me another team that's in turmoil like that and then comes back the next year and wins a Super Bowl. That being said, you can't do it again. Like, that would be an insane job by everybody involved in Philly because it's clearly an issue. Like, they were able to put, like, a duct tape, but the duct tape won the Super Bowl. You're going to put it on again and hope to win the Super Bowl? Even the Eagles, who are so, Howie Roseman just does a tremendous job of building that team up, and they have a great O-line and great D-line. Although, even the O-line. I mean, the tush push isn't that good anymore. Yeah, gee, I wonder why, because they were cheating. they were getting a head start on the false starts, and when they started calling penalties, they didn't do as well with that.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But still, I mean, they're still a good team. But if I was the Eagles, I would consider changing some things up. Let's go to Greg in Piscataway. What's up, Greg?
Logan, what's up, brother?
Eric.
Hey, I love you, Lugie, but and you're not the only one saying this, but why on God's green earth would Joe Burrow pick the Jets?
It's simple, Greg. And I'm not even trying to be funny here when I say this. Two things we know Joe Burrow likes, right? Fashion and blondes. We have a surplus here of both of those things. So I think the idea of being the top, and I understand Joe Burrow can get a date anywhere on the planet, but when you could come to New York City and be the next Broadway Joe, which I think he could be, with the fashion, with the women he's dating, and you're still the quarterback of a New York team. Like, everybody sees the Jets the way they see them. But just imagine, Greg, if you close your eyes, if the Jets ever got great, they are a New York football team, and they would be the toast of the town because they play in New York.
Yeah, but everybody knows So you don't think Aaron Rodgers was saying the same thing and Mark Sanchez? The Jets can't get it right. You don't think that the narrative so then, Greg, of what Aaron Rodgers breaking?
I know, but Greg.
Was that?
But I know. I hear you, and I'll let you finish. But what you just said there, that is, to me, then what should the Jets do? If they can't get this right, but then why would they get that right?
The only thing that they can sell to their fan base is hope. We're going to draft a new quarterback.
No, but you said they couldn't get it right. You said they couldn't get Rodgers right. They couldn't get this guy right. They wouldn't get Burrow right. Meaning, are you saying if the player came here, they would screw it up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And listen, I'm sure that when a rookie quarterback comes in here, they're going to screw it up. But the only thing they can do is sell their fan base hope. That's it.
You know
we're
going to
draft a new quarterback. He's going to be our savior.
I know, but Greg, how many times does Joe Beningo, who has told you the sands of time are catching up to him, that's his words. I paraphrase it a little bit, but how many times do we have to hear Joe say, bro, maybe we got something with this quarterback? How many times? I've been working here for I don't know how many years. I go back to Geno Smith, Monday Night Football against the Falcons. I remember I worked that night and I listened to Joe and Evan the next day. And Beningo's like, bro, maybe we got something here. How many more times do you have to say it? And you said just now, they'll screw it up. Are the Jets and their fans cursed? Yes, they are. The Jets are cursed. It is Beauty and the Beast. But Joe doesn't have to be a clock his entire life. Evan doesn't have to be a candle his entire life. Someone can come along to break the spell. You need a quarterback to turn all of the butlers in your house and the owner of the house from a cushion or a couch or a candle or a clock or a teacup. I'm trying to think of all the characters in Beauty and the Beast. Wasn't one of them like a foot thing that you put your foot on that was like a dog?
An ottoman?
An ottoman. Someone could walk around and be Belle and break the curse because you are cursed. And that rose petal continues to drop and continues to drop. And you have to lure somebody in. So what did they do in Beauty and the Beast? I mean, Beast, who was a curmudgeon, and he was cranky, and he didn't want to talk to anybody, and he hid out in the library with books. But eventually, you know, the clock, which could be Joe, and the candle, which is Evan, they said, bro, you gotta shave and put, you know, a suit on. Because there's this gal here that can break the curse. I could try to do a Lumiere, whatever his name is called, accent, but my French accent would be so awful. I could just feel it, like in my bones. So I didn't even. But she could be the one to break the curse, which is the line. And that could be Joe Burrow. So don't have that mentality of that they'll screw it up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. After Hours, Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy in prime time here. Let's go to Christian in Thornwood, New York, which I've never heard of. Thornwood, New York, Christian. I got to be honest with you.
Thornwood, New York. Near Pleasantville, New York.
Pleasantville. Okay.
Right next to Pleasantville. Yep. So
gotcha.
Listen, there's no chance, TL, that I'm using any draft capital on a burnt-out Mike Tomlin.
Why?
Do we need a coach? Sure. I'm not interested in Joe Burrow. Damaged goods. No thanks. We need a coach who can come in, and we're not cursed. We just have a bad owner. So we need a coach to come in who will stand up to the owner, teach the owner how to be an owner by leading the
Mike
team.
Mike Tomlin can't do that?
And listen, Glenn was cursed the minute they hired the coach before the GM.
Right.
Want to talk about curses? That's a curse. But we have
but why
to start
can't Mike
somewhere.
Tomlin?
Go
why
get a
why
coach?
Wouldn't
go
Mike
get
Tomlin
coach
profile as that coach?
Go get me Harbaugh. It doesn't cost me anything.
But you said Mike Tomlin is burnt out. Yeah, he was burnt out in Pittsburgh.
Him,
doesn't
and then
mean
let him figure out.
Well.
Let him figure out the quarterback.
Christian, are we having a conversation or are you just talking? I'm talking, and you're not.
Sorry, it could be the delay in the phone.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't mean to snap on you. It just was weird. Like I would say something, you would say something. It's like when I used to call like my mom on the phone, which I should do more. And she'd be like, she'd be having a one way conversation, and then she goes, "Don't get on your mother. I can't hear." So I didn't mean to snap at you, my friend. That's on me. But
that's
like
okay.
I felt
Go
like
ahead.
I was saying things and you weren't responding. So maybe it was a delay, or maybe you don't you know, care what I have to say, but why doesn't Mike Tomlin fit that profile of a guy that could walk in here and change everything?
I'm not impressed by Mike Tomlin and what he's done in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous! And what are you impressed with? What the Jets have been? Forget the Jets. Let's talk about teams in the NFL. Look at what Mike Tomlin has done in Pittsburgh year in and year out. He wins and he gets to the playoffs. That's impressive. That's hard to do. There's a reason why guys continue to get fired after 4 or 5 years. Everybody wants to anoint Kevin Stefanski. He's got one playoff win. He had 4 losing seasons in Cleveland. Yet there's a lot of Giant fans that can't wait to hire him. You're not impressed with what Mike Tomlin did. With basically no quarterback since Roethlisberger left and then the 1 year here with Rodgers, and he's in the playoffs every single year. But you're not impressed with him. And Joe Burrow is damaged goods. Joe Burrow would walk in this door tomorrow and be the best quarterback in the history of the franchise. Come on. That's ridiculous. Was it an ottoman that the dog was? And they put the feet up on it, you know?
I'm not a big Beauty and the Beast guy, but the feet thing is an ottoman.
What do you mean you're not a big? I mean, oh, okay, hold on a second. You're not a big. So if you had a 90s Disney movie that you were, let's say, big on. Like if I, okay, so let's say, all right, I'll freshen up my material. Even though this is a new bit for me. If I freshened up my material, but I'm going with the 90s Disney movie, 90s, would I have to do The Little Mermaid? Would I have to do Lion King? Why are you Googling this? You're 40 years old. You don't know Disney movies that we grew up watching?
I really don't.
Okay. Have you heard of The Lion King?
I have heard of that.
Okay. Have you heard of Little Mermaid?
Sure.
Sure is, I hate that answer. I always get on my
yes,
wife.
Yes, I've heard.
Her. When you say sure, that's very passive
that's
aggressive.
That's Ursula, that's the Ariana.
Yeah, yes. She combs her hair with a fork under the sea with the crab. He's going to have a crab. That's what he's going to do. Sure is bad. This is just a pro tip for you and for everybody out there, especially if you're married. If your wife says something to you and you respond with either sure or K, enjoy the couch. They're both very passive aggressive. You either say okay with an exclamation point or yes.
What? I just got reminded.
Okay.
It's the Mighty Ducks. It's the Mighty Ducks, 100%.
I was going more for a cartoon.
Okay. All right.
But Mighty Ducks is a good one. I've already used that reference, though, recently when Evan, when I got this job, he walked into the control room and said, don't F it up, which I equated to when Gordon Bombay, Emilio Estevez, when he first met the kids, was like, I hate kids and I hate hockey. And the little kid's like, is that a pep talk? Which is what I said to Evan. I'm like, is that supposed to be a pep talk? Don't F it up. I mean, come on. How about do a great job? I know you will. Not don't F it up. All right. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Joe in Newtown, PA. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Tommy. Good to talk to you again. Congratulations on the nighttime primetime. You certainly deserve it,
Thank
man.
You. Appreciate it.
I'm glad I followed the last caller because I can bring your blood pressure back down. So
hopefully. My
Eagles,
blood pressure feels a little high here. I gotta get it down back to neutral.
I'll help you. So I'm a Giant fan who unfortunately lives in the Philly area but have some colleagues who are season ticket holders and know it. They want to get rid of the OC, which they did today, and they want to get rid of A.J. Brown. I think they'll keep Sirianni, who I think is a clown, but they'll keep him.
Yeah, he's a clown.
I think they'll keep Jalen Hurts. But the reason I really wanted to call was with the Jets. I'm a Giant fan, but I love your idea about Burrow. So he would be the bell of the ball, right?
Yeah, to break the curse, yes.
Or if you want to change movies, they could present him, Woody Johnson or whoever could go up to the mountain and present him like Simba to the people.
Yes, one day this will all be yours. Yeah, except for that area
right,
over
right.
there. Yeah, yeah. No, Joe,
exactly.
No, you're 100% right. Like, because a caller, not the previous caller who was having a one-way conversation, the first caller I took said, why would Joe Burrow want to come here? And I laid it out. I'm not even joking. The guy's into fashion and he's into, you know, blondes, which, I mean, I'm sure he likes brunettes too. We have a lot of them around here. Walk around Manhattan. I mean, why would you ever want to leave? He could be the new Broadway Joe. Joe Burrow could be the new Broadway Joe. He could be Joe Namath with the fashion, with the guy would own this town. Him and you imagine him and Jackson Dart, the two quarterbacks of this town? Jeez. I mean, that's a lot of material just in itself. Everybody's thinking of what the Jets are, but when you step back, the Jets are a billion-dollar business in New York City. They have the NY. If you're the quarterback and successful, it opens up a million doors for you that don't necessarily open up. I mean, honestly, go ask Boomer. I mean, he played in Cincy, he played in New York, and ask him which doors opened up more for him, being here or being there. It's New York. That's Cincinnati. Come on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Chris and Bethpage. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, Loogie. Listen, I know you mean well, but
I do.
That might be the... hopefully we'll have a conversation. I will not talk over you.
No, we will.
All right. Yeah. So why on earth... what is Cincinnati's game plan? What do they get out of this? What does Cincinnati get out of this? Who's going to be their quarterback? They have a horrible defense. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Burrow, he gets hurt a lot. He does. And that's the problem. He's won one playoff, right? He had a good run in the playoffs. And you're saying, okay, he went in and
beat
Mahomes.
The Super Bowl, and then he made it to a championship game, and then
fine.
I think they got hosed by the officials, but they still lost that game. So that's two really, really, really good runs, and a great run in college. I know you don't necessarily want to equate that, but that's, you know, three great runs in his football career, college and pros.
Okay. No, I have friends who are Bengal fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I even just texted them this idea, and they said, there's no way the Bengals will ever do this. So just to bring it up makes no sense. And plus...
well, I mean, it does make sense in the fact that Joe Burrow repeatedly, whether it is press conferences, even stuff he posts on social media that's cryptic, it would appear that he is unhappy in Cincinnati. Now, a lot of people speculated he might retire. I don't know if maybe pull an Andrew Luck, but I think it's more that he's unhappy. And my thing is Chris, is that you know what you did is what I want the Jets to do. That's exactly what I want them to do. You texted your friends this idea.
Right. Right.
What's wrong with the Jets trying? That's my point, is at least make the effort to try to get these quarterbacks instead of sitting on your hands and saying, all right, Aaron Glenn, you're our guy, and hopefully we land Mr. Wright in the draft. I just think that that's a situation that they've done a million times. It hasn't worked. And the landscape right now is that there are a bunch of quarterbacks that I think could be had, that have had success, and there is a head coach that is out there right now that could be had if you want to trade for him. So that presents to me a very tantalizing duo.
Right, but say Cincinnati doesn't like Dante Moore. Okay, let's say this whole thing happens. Mm-hmm. Let's say Cincinnati doesn't like Dante Moore.
Yeah.
What are they going to do for their quarterback in the future? Everybody needs a quarterback.
Right.
Every team, right? They need a quarterback. So they're training one of the best quarterbacks to the Jets to get draft picks, okay,
mm-hmm.
to get capital. You know, it doesn't, from their standpoint, it makes no sense. And I agree with the previous caller. I'm not giving up any capital for a coach. That makes no sense. None.
Well,
so that part.
But okay, well, hold on a second. Did the Broncos do that for Sean Payton?
Okay, fine. That worked out. Why don't they go get Mike McCarthy, your boy? Your guy. Why don't they get Mike McCarthy?
They could.
That would be a better idea.
They could. They could. Chris, they should do, I'm glad you said that. They should do something. Everybody's doing something, we'll do nothing. I mean, this is Seinfeld. Everybody's doing something, we'll do nothing. That's what the Jets are doing. They're doing nothing. They're doing nothing. How's it working?
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Out in Denver. They traded for Sean Payton. Working out pretty good. They got the coach. They got the quarterback. And look where they are right now. And if you think that Cincinnati doesn't want to move off Burrow, well, you know what? Sweeten the pot and make them say no. Make them hang the phone up. Make them turn you down. Make them do what most of the callers are going to do. Call you an idiot. Paul, the light went off in here, if you could just assist that. I don't know why this is on a timer, but the lights are out in here, and if they're going to get digital videos of me, I will be in the dark. So as soon as you're done stuffing your face in there, please put the light back on. Let's go out to Nick in Dobbs Ferry. I'm sorry, hold on, my bad. Let's go out to Nick in Dobbs Ferry. What's going on, Nick?
Hey now, damn, they're shutting the lights on you off on you already?
They fired me already? I feel like Willie Mays Hayes. I'm cut already? I mean, I'm a week into the show. Maybe upper management heard my open and my take, and they're like, we got to get this guy out of here. Let's shut the lights. You know what I mean? Because normally at the bar, they turn the lights on. Here on After Hours, I guess they turn the lights off, and that's an indication that, why are you putting your hands up, Paulie? I asked you to put the light on. Then put it on. Just hit the switch. Then they're on. I don't need the hand movements here in the left. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm very distracted by Rosenberg. You give the guy a simple task like turn the lights on. The guy wants to be the glue at the station. He thinks he's Josh Hart and he ties everything together. I ask him to turn the lights on and you would think I told him fix a Rubik's Cube or solve one.
Paul Rosenberg is our Josh Hart.
No, you're not. You're an imbecile. What's going on, Nick?
The glue.
Okay. Great.
Nothing much. Not forget the fact that you have the best intro in the game. I love your intro.
Thank you.
Song. I've been loving it ever since.
Appreciate
before.
It.
But I got to disagree with you a little bit.
Okay.
Not the Joe Burrow part. But the Mike Tomlin part. Listen, I think Mike Tomlin's great. I like everything about him. The things I don't like, though, are the fact that we got to trade assets to get him. And also, let's be honest, he won a Super Bowl 3 years after Bill Cowher won a Super Bowl with somewhat the same team. He's never really developed a team. He's a great cruise control.
Well, he got to another Super Bowl and lost, though, Nick. So he got to 2-1-1.
Has he ever developed a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, all those picks were garbage.
Would you put the blame more on Tomlin or the GM for that?
Well, I don't know their relationship and stuff.
When you look at like Kenny Pickett and some of the guys that they've tried to put out there at quarterback, it's not like any of them went anywhere else and blossomed. I'm not saying Tomlin's not free to blame, but I think there's something to be said, Nick, about consistency. There's something to be said about you get to the playoffs every year. Like, I think that says a lot about it. And the Steelers, they always talk about that, and I appreciate the call, bro. They always talk about that Steeler magic or pixie dust, and they built something there. And we'll see what happens. And whether Tomlin stepped down or was sort of forced out or whatever the case may be, because let's be honest, the fans were chanting fire Tomlin. They were booing Renegade, the song, at a home game. And the Steeler fans, I don't know enough of them to say it was every single one of them, but I've heard from a lot of them through the years, and they equated Mike Tomlin and his run, especially recently, to Brian Cashman, where it's like, all right, yeah, we know he gets us to a certain point, but enough already. All I'm going to say is this. In 5 years, maybe the Steeler fans goes, wow, you know what? We didn't know what we had till it was gone. And now we're just like every other team where we make the playoffs one year and then we're out for a couple years. And we're, because the Steelers are not a team and a franchise that goes through coaches. What, they've had three in the last like 40, 50 years? I mean, it's been, they've had like three coaches like in my lifetime. So it'll be interesting to see Pittsburgh, and I know a lot of people out here don't care, but I'm trying to equate it to the point of, you know what? If you're going to besmirch Tomlin and say, yeah, what has he done lately? I'll tell you what he's done lately. Finish with an over 500 record and make it to the playoffs. Now, think about what the Giants have been in that time period, or at least the last 10 years, and what the Jets have been over the last 15 years, and ask yourself, what would you rather have? Tomlin? And you have to give up a pick. Like, you're giving up a pick, a draft pick. Yes, it could turn into something, and yes, it is good bargaining chips, and yes, teams would want to acquire that, but you are getting something that is for sure. You could have the sure thing, which is Tomlin, and then you could have the sure thing, which is Joe Burrow. So I like that combination. If I'm the Jets and I have all these picks, and they do, when you have two first-rounders this year, including the number two overall pick, you got a couple of two second rounds this year. Next year, you have three firsts. You could put together some impressive offers to get these guys. And now you have your building blocks to get you back to the playoffs for the first time in over 15 years. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to your calls on the Jets, Burrow, Tomlin. We'll get into the John Harbaugh stuff. I'm starting to think the Giants are being too aggressive in their pursuit of John Harbaugh. We'll get into that. Plus, we're on Kyle Tucker watch. Who knows? Maybe, just maybe, in the next, you know, 4.5 hours, the Mets signed Kyle Tucker, and I'm going to lay out why they have to sign Kyle Tucker. They have to outbid the Dodgers. They have to get this done. Like, it's a situation, and if you're just tuning in, there's a report out there that they have offered Kyle Tucker $50 million a year. So we'll break down the offer, we'll break down what he means, and the Mets offseason as a whole, and the narratives that I think are false, and some of the narratives that I think are true about the team and spending money and their offseason. So we have a lot to do. 4.5 hours. Oh! And before I forget, I almost did. We're going to debut a new segment here. Well, really, the first segment on After Hours. We're calling it Ask Tommy Anything. And I think that's pretty self-explanatory. But we're going to have probably like one segment coming up later in the show. And I'll get a time for you. We'll set a time where you, the audience, can call me up and ask me anything. Now, there are certain topics that we're not going to touch on the air. You could pretty much figure out what those are. And Paulie, if he's not back there, you know, scratching his ass, he'll screen the call and tell you that we can't do certain topics. If you're not going to be listening later on, I would love you if you were, but no biggie. You can hit me up at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer, on Twitter. So if you hit me up on Twitter and I see the question, I can answer those as well. So we're going to do it for, like I said, a segment. We'll see how it goes. We're debuting it. It's Ask Tommy Anything. So you can get to know me. It could be about my life, my career, sports memories, anything. Stuff that's going on around pop culture, favorite movie, whatever. You know what I mean? There's, like I said, there's a couple of topics stay away from, but most of the things are above board and we're good to go. So Ask Tommy Anything coming up later, plus your calls, plus everything I just laid out in the last minute for the tease. 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Positive Tommy in prime time, After Hours here on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.